Welcome to the Beyond Leadership Podcast, where we host outstanding individuals and we discover new dimensions of leadership and their talents and recipes for success. This is our 54th audio tip of the week. Here are some fun facts about number 54. Did you know that when you turn 54 years old, you've lived approximately 473,000 hours? Xenon has the atomic number 54. And it's classified as a noble gas. And guess what Will Smith, Jennifer Aniston, and Mariah Carey have in common? They're all 54 years old. Now, today's tip of the week is based on the article A New Approach to Building Your Personal Brand, written by Avery and Greenwald, published in May-June 2023 in Harvard Business Review. In today's world, everyone is a brand, for better or for worse. Whether you're applying for a job, asking for a promotion, or writing a dating profile, your success will depend on getting others to recognize your value. Therefore, you need to get very comfortable marketing yourself. This process will not only allow you to better control your image and the impact you have on the world, but also help you uncover and share the unique abilities you have to offer. These 7 steps will help you better manage your image and the impact you have on the world. Number 1, define your purpose by exploring your mission, passion, and strengths. What difference do you want to make to the people you care about? And how are you going to make those differences? Number 2, audit your personal brand equity by cataloging your credentials, like doing a self-assessment and researching how other people view you. Number 3, construct your personal narrative by identifying memorable, resonant stories that will best convey your brand and then tell those stories. Number 4, embody your brand by paying attention to the message you're sending in every social interaction. Number 5, communicate your brand through speeches, social media, the press, and other channels. Number 6, socialize your brand by getting influential people, influencers, promoters, groups, and clubs to share your stories. And final one, number 7, reevaluate and adjust your brand by doing an annual audit to find deficits to fix and strengths to build on. The personal branding process takes work, but we know from research and experience that it will allow you to better control your professional and personal image and thus the success and impact that you can have in the world. Are you working on your personal brand? Have you identified what are your strengths, credentials, and main experience, and how you want to be portrayed? This was this week's tip of the week. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on all podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, Google, Castbox, and also follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Till next time.